Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And I believe we've got Larry still on the line down there. Hi, Larry. How are you doing other than freezing?
Pretty cold and a lot of snow on the way, they say, and ice and sleet. So, yeah, I'm still here.
Well, we're supposed to go down, I think, to like 18 or 20 below tonight. And we had a house not too far from us, I guess, ignited. But two ladies were living there, and we heard that they got out okay. Lots of fire trucks and everything going. But this is what happens when it gets real cold. People crank up their fireplaces and wood stoves, and I don't know if that's the cause. But a lot of times it is the cause. And anyway, it looks like their house burnt down. And it's just a good thing they got out as they did. Where do you want to start? Why don't we start with, you said you had a Bible code here, or a Torah code, actually. And in the special report, we put in one of Barry Rothman's thing. And for whatever reason, his credit and everything did not appear. So anyway, we went in and fixed all that and actually changed it. Barry gave us another code that even better than the one we had to put in that special report. And it's amazing how accurate these things really are. So why don't we start with Barry's code that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I'll try to be quick with it. We mentioned it, I think, the last broadcast. Very interesting, because after Real Raw News and Q Alert and about three or four other alternative media sites began to post a what they called a Trump assassination attempt.
Yes.
And but they didn't have the details. Of course, it didn't. You know, he wasn't hurt, but ironically, I went ahead and I think I sent you a copy of it, and then I copied Barry Rothman and asked him if he could check in the codes, and he shot me back a quick email that he found it. And so what's interesting, you know, and matter of fact, he says, this is his comment on it, assassination attempt made on sleeping Donald Trump, bullet from armed drone hits Trump's bedroom window, here's the truth. Code structure is worthy to view. And of course he says, you know, he also comments later on in it that he don't think this will ever rise above rumor reports, because they're not going to allow this information out, and they're not going to allow it to go out across the internet. So and basically there's nothing out there now. You know, you can find the old stuff, but there's nothing new. But anyway, what's interesting, on February 10th, 2021, Barry Rothman titled it, Torah Discusses Rumors About Trump. And anyway, he found 10 wordings in the matrix, and here they are, and then I'll get your opinion. Number one, Trump assassination. Number two, UFO. Number three, false. Number four, attempter. Number five, Obama. Number six, drone. Number seven, window. Number eight, war. Number nine, Clinton. Number 10, Barr. What do you think?
That's kind of, I just went on his site. He's got Speaker and also Wuhan now on those. So that would be what, Speaker of the House? I would imagine.
Could be.
They're all in it together. Come on, let's everybody, you know, take off the blinders. We are in the middle of a gigantic conspiracy. Well, you're just wearing a tin hat, tinfoil hat. Well, then God's wearing a tinfoil hat. Because God says there is a gigantic world conspiracy. The elimination of Trump would not surprise me at all. These people stop at nothing. I don't think the American people, Larry, understand communists at all. They are not only brutal, they lie through their teeth constantly with a straight face, and they just as soon kill you as look at you. And people better wake up to that fact that this is, and I think this Barry's findings here, Trump assassination, well, it could be false rumor. You could interpret it that way. But, you know, why is UFO in there? Why is Obama in there? War, Clinton and Barr and Wuhan. It's all tied together somehow. Gigantic. This CV stuff, that's, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen, particularly what the book of Revelation tells you, that this whole thing was going to be a pharmaceutical attack. Now we're all remiss and not actually understanding what the book of Revelation, especially chapter 18, verse 23, was really about. Now we know it's about. It's about the pharmaceuticals. It's about the medical people. It's about drugs. It's about vaccine manufacturing. And they are pinpointed as being the ones who bring in the mark of the beast. So no surprise that Wuhan ties itself in with Clinton, Obama, and whatnot, because Obama was in Wuhan, if I remember right. I think I saw a picture of him over there at the lab. Is that right, Larry?
Yeah, yeah. I've seen pictures of Obama and Fauci together at that lab in Wuhan, China, before this happened. So all the links tie together.
Yeah, they do. And, folks, if you really want to know what's going on, get that special report. You can go either to Lightgate Blogger or the Lightgate Blogger and get the link. It doesn't cost you anything. And read it. I mean, it's fantastic. People all over the world have dug into this thing to show you what a hoax this thing is. And but nevertheless, everybody's running around now and with two masks and pretty soon four masks on their face, killing themselves, thinking they're doing what you know, the big powers that be tell them to do. I've never seen anything quite like it. Non-thinking people doing that, but I guess they do. What else you got, Larry? We only are going to do a half an hour tonight, so whatever you got, bring it on.
Well, I've got two I want to mention here and get your comments. Number one, I don't think you've seen it yet, Hal Turner's latest alert. And if you remember, a number of nations, you know, over the last few months have been suddenly without power. In other words, all electricity, internet, everything goes dark. Well, the latest one, according to Hal Turner, is today Cuba loses all electric and internet, the entire country. No storms, no earthquakes, no nothing, no explanation. And so here we are again, a lot of unexplainable activity going on.
Yeah, I think they're experimenting. They're getting to the point where we've had other nations that were basically shut off. And I think they're fooling with it. America's sooner or later going to be shut off. Probably not for that long because they need power to do the mark of the beast. They need power for the internet and tracking and all of that sort of thing that they do. So if they have a power outage, my guess would be maybe 3 weeks to a month, and then it would be back on. But it's amazing. They can shut down an entire nation. And they'll always come back with some excuse. And don't forget, folks, what Major Ed Dames, their Dr. Doom, and his CME series that hit the Earth. And that kills, evidently, millions of people when that occurs. And we're getting closer and closer and closer to all this. What do you think of this one, Larry? Three Gorges Dam update. In the report today, the engineer reported 1,300 long cracks. Now, 200 cracks are leaking water. He said if it grows more serious by the hour, China will collapse internally. This is from, it's an update, one of those Q alerts. And it says China will collapse internally and have to start again because all the big factories and power plants are downstream from the Three Gorges Dam, including their big shipyards, aerospace, and data centers. 500 million people are at risk below the dam, still raining upstream from the dam, with most of the manufacturing of China would be destroyed when the dam breaks. The big question remains on the geological consequences of dam failure with the sudden shift of the water weight on the various faults and plates. Yeah, and what would that have to do with it? They mentioned earth spin and axis tilt. Didn't Stan Dale, wasn't he told that the Three Gorges Dam was going to collapse? A prophecy?
Yeah. He actually met a Morai Aboriginal shaman who told him that the sign just before the eruption of Taupo Volcano and the massive destruction from that would be the Three Gorges Dam in China collapse. You know, when that dam collapsed, then get ready for Taupo to blow.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff going on off Australia and New Zealand there along that plate. Any more news on the quakes that way that nobody hears about?
It's so funny that nobody really is posting or even concerned about earthquakes, but here it was, a 7.9 out there, you know, in the Australian plate, and they're very concerned because they say that this could set off a number of volcanoes in the region, so it's odd that the timing of all of this seems to be coming together.
Yeah, you know, there's no question. We're heading into something really, really bad, and I don't know. Folks, all you can do is brace yourself because not only is America fallen to the communists, and Joe Biden is now up to, I think, 52 executive orders. Remember when he said just before he was elected, well, I wouldn't do it by executive order. That's a dictatorship, and that's not right. Well, here he has signed 52. He's a liar. He's like Kamala Harris. And if you watched any of this impeachment charade, you have to just shake your head and say Washington basically is totally insane now. And I think what we're watching is a total destruction of not only the House of Representatives, but also the Senate. It's a spectacle to the world. It's got to be like they're looking at Washington, D.C. as nothing but a bunch of clowns that are totally insane. In the first place, if you impeach a private citizen, and they mentioned it today, if you can impeach a private citizen, then let's say Larry Taylor decides to run for president. Let's say he's packing in 60, 70,000 people at every rally. Okay, so then we'll say that Harris is now the president, and she's looking at this guy, and she's saying, we got to stop him. They impeach him. This is how dangerous this is. And I don't know if people, if the American people are writing into their senators and whatever, but they should, because this is exactly what could happen. And they pointed it out today, briefly, but I wish they'd have spent a little more time on the danger of this thing. These people are insane. What we're watching is a communist takeover. And that's what we're watching in the Senate. It's a communist takeover. It's a coup. What do you think, Larry? Are you going to throw your hat in the mix and run for president?
Well, clearly what we're seeing, and I did hear America's Voice early this morning, and some of the people that were, you know, connected with the military are saying basically that this is a huge threat. All the military in Washington and the fences is a threat against anybody thinking they can come in and change things now. That a wild card, it's over. There are no more wild cards. No one would dare. And they're using all of this on purpose.
Yes. Yep. And I'd be shocked if we have another election, even in 2022. Once the communists get in power, that's the end of it. And so we'll just have to wait and see how it plays out and whether the Lord has more time on his schedule. And, you know, it's going to take a while to topple a nation. We've already seen the fall politically now with Biden and the communists getting into power. So the second fall will be when she's actually literally taken out. And I firmly believe that these solar eclipses, the one that took place in August 21st of 2017 when it came over, then there's another one, April 8th, I think it is, of 2024, forming an X over the United States. That's a cross out. And the Lord doesn't do those things by accident. It's just like the star sign we had yesterday. It went by, nobody paid any attention to it. I didn't hear a thing about it. And yet, there it was, plain and simple, sitting right there, big cross in the heavens. And warning, these are all kind of warnings. And, you know, we have a tendency to compress all this stuff, and we think, well, it's going to happen tomorrow morning, but it isn't. It takes time. And it's going to take time for them to round up people, or they're already starting to. Did you notice that, Larry, where they're now naming Christians? They're coming right out and saying it's the Christians. Did you hear some of that?
Yeah, they're not really being all that secretive anymore. They think they're already in power. So who's actually going to stand against them?
Well, you can't. That's the whole problem. Even if the entire nation wanted XYZ to be president, they're not going to be, because they'll stop them. We sealed our own fate by what we voted for, and enough people did vote for Biden. I don't understand why they would, but they did, and now they're gonna pay for it. You might remember Israel wandering in the wilderness complaining about their food. And so the Lord changed their food, and then they started complaining, and he gave them even more of it. Stuff it down their throat. And this is what we're going to get. I believe firmly that Deuteronomy 28 and the curses are now well entrenched, and we're going down. You said you had something else you wanted to bring up too, Lori.
Yeah, and I posted it on my blog today, and I think I sent you a copy of it. It's very interesting. Israel 365 News put it out, and it says Amazon reveals its plan to build a Tower of Babel opposite the U.S. Capitol building. It says Amazon's 350-foot-tall building modeled on the helix. Let me say that again. Modeled on the helix in Arlington, Virginia. Says it will be Amazon's number two headquarters site directly across the Potomac River from Washington, D.C. Now, the rabbis they're giving a warning out, and the rabbis are claiming that this Tower of Babel in Washington, D.C., the seat of government of America, is waging war against heaven. So, I just thought I'd pass that on, because it's not making the news yet much, is it?
No, and if you look at the One World Trade Center building, by the way, which the one Obama signed, the top steel beam, we will come back, we will be stronger. I don't think people realize what all that meant. But yes, they are definitely, this is the final rebellion against God, and the Lord's going to let them get just so far, and then he's going to squash them. They've done this before. They tried it back in Nimrod's day, and the Tower of Babel. And if you look carefully at the One World Trade Center, it has a twisted, like a single cord DNA. And this is all about DNA, in case people don't understand it. This is about eliminating humanity as God created humanity and bringing in a hybrid, and they're doing it by genetic manipulation. You go in and type in nanobot technology or nanobot medical operations, and whatever you're seeing, they're at least 10 years ahead of it. And this is what these vaccines are all about. Moderna even admitted the vaccine is giving you an operating system. They're changing the DNA and making people into hybrids. It's real. And they're trying to connect with the nanobot technology, artificial, synthetic DNA. They can do almost anything. They are that far along. And all this protest that you're hearing, oh, it doesn't do that, doesn't do this, it's not true. We've got thousands upon thousands now of doctors who have stepped forward and said, be careful with this thing. And, of course, they're all claiming that that's all just misinformation, disinformation. It's not true. Well, I don't know how many of these doctors and scientists that have stepped forward could be that wrong. And when you really look at this thing, just step back and go into the prophecies of how they tamper with DNA as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be again. You know, you talk about Greek mythology. It wasn't mythology. That's what they were doing. They were fooling around with the genetics. And that's what it means when they said Noah was perfect in all his ways, all because he hadn't had his genetics tampered with. He was pure Homo sapien. And that's why they were doing what they were doing. They wanted to get rid of pure Homo sapien because Satan knew if he could do it, there would be no redemption. There would be nothing. He would have had the whole world forever. And but the Lord outsmarts everybody. So anyway, that's the way it is. So much going on, so much going on. And now we're reading COVID vax is a headline right on Drudge. Rare blood disorder is killing vax recipients. CDC inflated COVID deaths by 1,600%. We could get into that a little more from Stan Dale. Jump in here. Major snow and ice storm to barrel across the middle of the U.S. Is that the one you're talking about? Have you had ice or anything like that yet?
Oh, yeah. We've had a week or more of freezing weather and ice and snow and sleet. And we've got major snowstorms coming. And even down into Texas, they're claiming it'll be blizzards. And they're warning of quite a bit of snow. But Strange Sounds put out an article, and then Koenig International News copied it. Here's mm-hmm. Strange Sounds. Massive cold blast to hit every U.S. state, including Hawaii, or 80% of the country over the next week. Flash freeze to Midwest, incoming massive Arctic blast, and polar vortex coming with wind and the coldest air of the season. And it's a booger bear, and we're going to have minus or below zero temperatures here for days. And, boy, if people don't hear from me, they'll know that I can't get out. But anyway, what I was going to mention, though, is Bill Koenig and Jan Markell had a video that they posted and the information from it. And I just, you know, basically what they said was, they told America that since America had given itself over to the communist coup, that now what we're seeing with this massive, massive cold blast is the smiles of heaven are being removed from this nation.
Wow. Yeah. We're heading into a time of terrible trial. I believe we're entering soon into the hour of temptation that Jesus spoke about. And I don't know if it's right, but if you take the 7 years of Daniel, the first half is the hour of temptation, and it appears that the last half is the hour of judgment. The hour of temptation is to try the people of the world to see whether they're going to accept Jesus Christ or whether they're going to resist and rebel. It's the last call, so to speak, for redemption. And the world, by and large, doesn't even believe the Bible. It's just some old wives' tale somewhere. It's a bloodthirsty religion. It's archaic. It couldn't possibly be true. That's what our kids are basically being told. And we're raising an entire generation that totally rejects the Scripture. And if you hold to it, like I was listening, they're now coming right out and saying, these were Christians that raided the Senate. These people were Christians. And you can see it starting, this ugly, evil spirit that's rising up. Doesn't have to have any particular validity. Doesn't have to make any sense. And it's just Satan's spirit rising up. I mean, I still don't get how a man who did nothing but good, let's just say he was a great man. Let's just get rid of all the God part. And he was a great man who taught and was gentle. Why the anger of somebody that teaches good, does good, and yet, like the Bible says, they killed him without cause? Well, now you mix in the God factor, the God man. And they killed the God man without cause. And you think if the God the Father isn't a little bit angry about that, guess again. And with all the killing of the babies and the abortions, and now Biden has just opened up the floodgates for everything evil. Guy's he's evil. No other way to say it. He's satanically run. He's satanically run. And so aren't most of them down there. Here's another one. Two more strong earthquakes strike off New Caledonia coast, 6.4, 6.0, total of 7 quakes at 6+. What's going on, Larry? Are we having the final breakup of some of these plates?
Well, it appears some of that has begun, and we'll just have to watch and see where that goes.
Yeah, I'm a little bit concerned with everything. And then somebody said that the destroyer, we might be seeing that by March, April. Now, they've said that before, and it didn't happen, but things are heating up all over the world. And what else you got, Larry?
Well, I was just going to mention, I'm reviewing a new book out by Mike Cross, mm-hmm. K-R-A-U-S, and that was the individual that I had a dream about and had to remember his name. You know, I told you about that.
Yes.
Anyway, the new series that he put out is Flashpoint, and basically what that is an incoming GRB, you know. If you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
And what's interesting, they recently uncovered some type of plate in Germany that was buried before Germany was a place in Europe. And this plate seems to show these waves coming in amongst the stars. I mean, you can clearly see what appears to be massive waves of energy crossing the galaxy. So, and that's basically what this book Flashpoint's about, is a
wow,
you know, one of these big waves. So we've got that also probably to look out for as all of these other anomalies begin to happen.
Yep. Perfect storm of everything coming against humanity, and we brought it on ourselves, folks. God is a just God. He's not going to destroy the United States without cause. And he has cause. And the vote for Biden brought that in rapidly. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Good night now.